All right, welcome back to the Big Dog Podcast. I'm Lisa Saunders, and as always, I've got Jason Reed right here. Today, we're going to tackle something a lot of plants talk about, but almost nobody seems eager to untangle: air compressor integration with building management systems, or BMS. And not just BMS, but all the factory weird alphabet soup: BAS, BAC Net, SCADA, ERP, you know, the whole communications jungle.
Yeah, and you know what? It's wild out there, Lisa. Every facility I walk onto has this mix of systems. BMS taking care of all the building stuff: lighting, climate control, maybe even security. BAS is almost the same thing, mostly just focused on automating stuff like lighting and HVAC. Then you've got SCADA sitting above that, controlling equipment big picture style. Not to mention ERP, which is more about inventory and accounting, keeping the business wheels spinning.
Right. But here's the kicker. Even two systems from the same supplier barely talk to each other sometimes. Everyone's got their own flavor of integration. When I was at my last gig, we tried to pull compressor data into this ancient BMS, but nothing worked. None of the protocols matched. We were kind of stuck until, honestly, we sat down and just mapped out exactly what each system was talking. What protocol, what data, and who needed to see it. Once we figured all that out, it was like, duh, this is what was missing the whole time. And then, of course, that opened this floodgate of upgrades across the facility. Yeah, the dreaded domino effect, but in a good way.
That's classic. Everyone wants the systems to just work together, but getting them to play nice. Different beast. And look, most of these setups, it's not just one person's job. You've got IT folks, operators, and usually some third-party consultant who knows the BMS inside out, but maybe doesn't touch compressors at all. So it turns into a team sport, right?
Exactly. So when we say air compressor BMS integration, we're really just talking about plugging your compressors, rotary screw, centrifugal, whatever, into these broader plant systems. But what that looks like is going to depend completely on what you've already got in your facility and who needs what data. It's less about some magical solution and more about knowing all these different moving pieces actually speak different languages.
All right, so let's dig into why anyone should care. What's in it for the plant if you go through the trouble of tying your compressors into all these systems? Well, first off, cost savings. That's the big carrot. The more you optimize, the less you're paying in energy bills. It's not just about the equipment running, it's about running smart. And you're also cutting downtime because those little warning signs actually get picked up early. And you live longer, at least in compressor years.
You're not wrong. Integrating compressors means you catch issues before you're knee-deep in an unplanned shutdown. It gives you a heads-up to maintenance, like when your filters or dryers are slipping or when you're getting too many rapid cycles. Scheduled maintenance gets way easier. And seriously, even if all you're doing is just pulling alarms or warning data off the controller, that's already a game changer for most teams.
Yeah, totally. And then, if you move up to advanced options like Kaishan's AirWatch, you get real-time monitoring. That means 24/7 remote data access. Like, you're sitting at home and your phone buzzes because the pressure dropped or the system started pulling too much power. AirWatch uses a cellular modem, so there's no jumping through your IT department's crazy firewall hoops. Plus, no crossover with plant network stuff, so you skip a bunch of security headaches.
Right. And with AirWatch, you can customize which alerts you get, how you get trend reports, all that. And another thing, the ability to let your distributor or compressor tech take a peek at your system remotely? That's a huge time saver if something looks off. Actually, didn't you have a customer story about that kind of remote troubleshooting?
Yeah, I did. So we had one customer who, like clockwork, would have to replace the compressor bearings every single year. It got to the point where it was just built into their budget, which is not what you want, obviously. Once we got real data online and could see what was happening, turns out there was a setting change during third shift. The compressor was running unloaded and just building up water. Nothing you'd spot unless you had that monitoring. Got the settings right and all those bearing failures just disappeared. That save paid for the monitoring system 10 times over.
I love stories like that. The kind of hidden in plain sight issues you're never going to catch just walking the floor. And honestly, with how easy it's gotten to at least capture and view compressor data, there's no excuse not to do it now. Even if you don't want full control, getting those numbers in front of people is pure gold. So let's say you're ready to pull the trigger on this. What does it take to actually make BMS integration work in your plant? First step is figuring out what your system needs, plain and simple. Does your BMS want Modbus, BASINet, something else? What kind of monitoring does your team need to see? Just alarms or full-blown analytics with trend graphs and alerts?
Right, and most compressor manufacturers, Kaishan included, can't support every protocol on the planet. It's not realistic. You need to know how your new compressor talks, whether it's got basic alarm outputs, a Modbus port, or something more advanced like AirWatch. If your existing BMS doesn't take those directly, there's usually a way to convert, but it helps to plan that up front. Otherwise, you end up with a shiny new compressor that just sits there mute while the rest of the facility is chatting away.
Oh, totally. The biggest question I get from folks is, should I be able to control my compressor from my desk, or do I just want to watch the data? That's where it gets real. For a lot of smaller shops, just viewing the data is more than enough. But if you're running a big operation, you might want to switch compressors or shut stuff down remotely. Whatever your answer, at least be sure you can access and store your data. Having that history is a real life saver, especially when people leave or techs rotate out.
And look, let's be honest. Not every plant has a bunch of in-house system integration nerds, right? That's where local experts really come in clutch. Kaishan partners with a network of independent distributors, and this is honestly where the gold is. You're not dealing with mega corporate red tape. You're working with folks who know the equipment, your process, your region, all that. You get way better support, quicker help, and somebody who's actually invested in your uptime.
Yeah, and they're not just handing you a compressor and walking away. They're building relationships, making sure you get the right monitoring tech, and if you ever do want to step up or pivot your integration, they're right there. It beats waiting on hold for corporate tech support in another time zone. I'll tell you that much.
So just to bring it home, you don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Figure out what your system supports, what info you actually need, and partner up with someone who's going to walk the road with you, not just drop a box at your door. That's how you get the most out of BMS integration and how you hold on to your sanity when stuff inevitably changes down the line.
All right, that's a wrap for today. If you've got integration projects on the horizon or just want to see what your options are, Kaishan's local network is a good place to start. Jason, thanks as always for keeping it real.
Of course. Always a pleasure, Lisa. And everyone listening, take care of your air, and we'll be back soon with more no-nonsense breakdowns. See you next time.
Catch you all on the next episode of the Big Dog Podcast. Bye, Jason. Bye, everyone.